Kitchen Equipment. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi.
Hi, I think I spoke to you yesterday and I just received your message. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I didn't think I left this number. I'm sorry.
No worries. I just called it back. So,
Oh, okay.
I've got the invoices. I don't want there to be like any miscommunication. We're not the customer. We're just the financing company here. So, there's two vendors on this transaction. I can have the customer sign documents today. I understand the used equipment world is a first come first serve, and I don't want you to think we're stringing you along. But the earliest this will get funded is probably by tomorrow afternoon, and that's the earliest, depending on how quickly the customer gets to us. I still got to get you approved for a payment before shipment, so I don't want you to think like we can pay you today. We just got the invoices and everything, I think, late last week, so I don't want you to feel like we're stringing you along.
No, that's okay, but you have to understand, I'm not selling new equipment where I have three in stock of the one item. I'm selling used equipment, hence the discount of the prices that they're paying.
But I'm not the customer. We're paying on behalf of the customer, and I understand the used equipment world. I work with a lot of customers who buy used equipment. I just don't want to give you any guarantee that we're going to fund this by today or tomorrow. I can't do that. And I understand could be bought out from another customer. I just don't have that power.
Okay, so I just don't know. I just wanted to see where to go from there, because if it's been approved, if you still have to do some more underwriting stuff, what's going on?
No, it's been approved, and I'm gonna reach out to the customer today and have them sign the documents. You know, hopefully it goes smoothly and we can get you paid. I'd hope by the end of tomorrow. That would be the goal, but like I said, I'm not in the funding process, and I'm not going to tell a vendor, hey, this is going to get funded. I'm not a salesperson, so I'm not going to just say, hey, everything's good to go. I'm going to tell you the truth. We still have to have them sign documents and go through funding. So, I mean, I will push it. I want to set realistic expectations here.
Well, I can let the customer know. That's fine. The last thing I talked to was you, and you were going to call me back in the morning and let me know.
Absolutely.
I was just touching base with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got the invoices. I've been reaching out to the customer a little later today in a couple hours to see what we can do and get this moving.
Okay, sounds good. So now what happens if, in the meantime, if let's just say funding doesn't happen for 3 days?
I'll keep you and the customer informed.
Well, then wait. And I sell something out of that package deal.
Then we'd have to get a new invoice.
Okay, then that's what's going to have to happen. Either he rushes or he doesn't.
Yeah, he can always buy the equipment from you. I mean, he can always buy it from you. I'm going to be reaching out to him this afternoon. But he can always buy the equipment from you, and we can reimburse him. I just think the earliest you'll receive our money would probably be by tomorrow afternoon, if not the day after, just realistically. But
and
I'll be calling the customer.
Do you guys do a wire transfer, or do you send checks?
Wire transfer.
Okay. All right, well, let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.